This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we hope you listen to us because we try to talk to people who are interesting and who make a difference here in Western New York, and people that you might want to know more about, and organizations that are helping us and that are crucial to the quality of life that we have in Western New York. And the reason I'm saying that right now is because I recently found out about this really, really marvelous organization called Senior Wishes. And I wanted to let you all know about it and how important it is and what wonderful things they're doing for our senior citizens here in Western New York. And in the studio with us is, talking to us, is Wendy Miller Backman, who is, I'm not sure, let's see, did you have a title? Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Yes, Executive Director, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Wendy Miller Backman, Executive Director of Senior Wishes. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, what happened was I saw a story in the print media not too long ago, and it said, I guess it was around Veterans Day, and it said, Senior Wishes honors local veterans. And so it said 15 veterans were honored by on Veterans Day by Senior Wishes, a local nonprofit. And then it told the story about what you did to help to honor these veterans, giving them gift boxes and patriotic masks and different activities. And I thought, this is amazing. And then I come to find out by reading the story that there has been an organization such as Senior Wishes for quite a while, granting Senior Wishes, and that not only just the veterans, but other seniors. And I thought, this is really something I want our listeners to know about. So that's how I contacted Wendy, and here she is in the studio with us to explain and to tell us about this fabulous organization. So how long has there been an organization called Senior Wishes?
Well, we were the Senior Wishes program was established by the United Church Home Society, which has been around since the late 1800s and is the founder of Fox Run at Orchard Park and the United Church Manor in West Seneca. And I began the Senior Wishes program in late 2013, and our first wish was granted in March of 2014. So it's really been over 6 years that we've been out in the community granting these wishes to seniors.
Is there such a group nationwide, or was it just originated here in Western New York?
Senior Wishes is just in Western New York. We cover Niagara and Erie counties, as well as Orleans, Genesee, and Wyoming counties. So that's the service area that we have right now. But there are some other organizations that do similar wish granting in across the country, but nothing like that was local, and that was one of the reasons why I started the program.
Well, you know what I think? In people's minds, we always are aware or well aware of the wishes. Now, what's it called for young people, for children?
For
make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and when we think about wishes, you know, we just think about young people, children. Mm-hmm. I guess because that has the most recognition and has gotten the most, you know, public awareness. But obviously, it's just a natural that not only children not have wishes that they had, but that they wish could come true. But you're too old, as you say, to make a wish. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes, and that's the idea behind Senior Wishes, is that just because people are aging, it doesn't mean that there still aren't things they want to do, or places they want to go, or people they want to see, you know, experiences they want to have. And so we want to give them that. We want to really enrich the seniors' lives. And this program targets seniors who are 65 and older, and they also have to meet some of our income guidelines. So we target lower-income seniors, and the guideline is $38,000 in income for one person and $44,000 for a couple, or residents of a care facility. When someone's a permanent resident of a care facility, we waive the income guideline. The wish recipient also must be cognitively and emotionally and physically capable of experiencing the wish, and it must be something that has significant meaning for them. And usually it's those people that don't have family that can help make that wish come true. So we focus a lot on experiences for seniors. Of course, it's all looking very differently this year in the time of COVID. But what we know is that we have really impacted well over 300 seniors' lives. We often hear later on that, you know, it's a wish, then they never stop talking about that day. You know, we know how meaningful these wishes can be. And often we do a lot for children, and we kind of forget about the seniors who have given so much to our communities. And so we love that we can come in and really make them feel seen, feel special, and be able to experience something again that they want to.
I'm sure that it's so important in the sense that, yes, we love our young people, and yes, they are our future, but there's a saying in this country particularly that we don't really give enough consideration to our seniors like they do in other countries, in Europe, in Asia, where they sort of, I don't know, live together for generations in the same place. They sort of honor seniors more than we do in this country. That's what they say.
Yes, I've heard that too.
So I think that's why it's so important that you're doing something like this. I'm sure that before, in the past, the wishes were different than they are now. Let me just talk a little bit about happier times, better times. What are some of the wishes, the most common wishes that seniors had pre-pandemic?
So if you asked a senior, you know, if you had one wish, what would it be? Oftentimes you will hear, I would like to see my sister again. I would like to see my brother again, or my cousin again, or a dear friend or a parent. And a lot of times what is the barrier for these individuals is they cannot afford the plane ticket. So about 40% of our wishes pre-COVID were we would pay for flights for the senior to go and visit a loved one. And typically they're staying with that loved one, but it's just the act getting there, you know, was the difficulty. We have reunited family members. I think the longest was 50 years. It was a gentleman that moved to Buffalo in his 20s from Jacksonville, Florida. And although he had seen some of his family who had come here to Buffalo, he had not been back to Jacksonville in that period of time. And so we sent him back to Jacksonville, and he saw people he had not seen from his family in over 50 years. We had another gentleman, a World War II veteran, that we flew to California who had not seen his cousin in 30 years. You know, we have all kinds of stories of family reunions of people that we've been able to fly across the country. So that was a very one of the top wishes. But also you see people that, you know, have never been to a Bills game, believe it or not, or want to go to a Sabres game because it's been 20 years since they've been to a Sabres game, or someone that wants to go to Shays who's never been to Shays before. So we were able to provide those, you know, kind of cultural and sporting event wishes. Then another category would be like your bucket list items, you know, the people that are getting up in age, and believe it or not, people in their 80s and 90s who have taken hot air balloon rides. And I'm always one to stay on the ground. I've been invited to go with them, and I stay on the ground. But, you know, it's something that's been on their bucket list, and now they're 90 and they want to do it. And so we help facilitate that. We had another woman in her 80s do the rapids of the Niagara River. So you see those kinds of bucket list items. And then we have another group of people that want lessons. They want painting lessons. They want swimming lessons. They want art lessons or photography, you know, something that they've put off and never really done. And I think those are great because it shows that just because you're aging, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't learn something. So those are kind of the main categories that the wishes fall into pre-COVID.
I knew the word the words bucket list was going to come out there somewhere. I was going to bring it out myself. But, you know, when you said that, it makes me think about the president, wasn't it Bush in his 80s or taking the hot air balloon or
yeah.
No.
He jumped out of a plane.
Yeah.
So, a couple times.
So that is so amazing that, you know, that I think it just shows that we underestimate to our senior citizens. I mean, they don't surprise you, but I think they would surprise a lot of other people to know that there's, you know, adventures like that that people want to do that they've never had a chance to do, even though they're, you know, up in years.
Absolutely. We had a 93-year-old a couple of years ago. She wanted to do a sleigh ride, and she had never been on a sleigh ride. And I'll tell you, it was a winter that we didn't have a lot of snow, believe it or not. And so we had a freak storm in March, and we ended up getting her out there with a sleigh ride. And it was just fabulous, and she was 93 years old.
Just reminds me of when they're always, when they make movies here in, in like East Aurora or a lot of the places where they want it to be like a winter wonderland. And it's the one time when there's no snow and they have to bring in fake snow to make the movie. You know, that happens all the time. So now I assume that, as we started to say, but I'm sort of like trying to ignore it, but let's talk about, we talked about pre-COVID wishes, but obviously things have changed so much, and you're still doing this wonderful, this organization is still working, and you're doing these wonderful challenges. What's the challenge been like since COVID?
Well, we immediately shifted to what do our seniors need, and we started with dropping off bags of food and non-perishable items, toilet paper, paper towels, all over our five-county area. I would deliver them to the county offices of aging, and they'd get them out to people that needed them. And then once that kind of settled down a little bit, people signed up for meals and things of that nature, we focused on, you know, kind of the psychological component of being home, and we put together activity bags with puzzles and word find books and coloring books and different things, and I dropped a lot of that off to you know, the county offices and also apartment complexes. And so we focused on that. Then we kind of got back into wish granting, and the wish granting now are things like we've done several sewing machines for women that had very old sewing machines but wanted to sew masks. So that's been something we've been able to provide. Some of the hobby supplies that people needed, you know, whether it's for crocheting or knitting or painting, we've been able to do that, and we love that we can help keep someone occupied as they're, you know, staying home. We've done iPads for different apartment facilities so that they can have their residents FaceTime with a loved one, or even do medical appointments via the iPad. So that's been a really great opportunity to be able to help with that as well. And then we did shift our veterans wishes, as you mentioned earlier. Typically, we have a veterans wish every day of the week during Veterans Week, but we instead did those hero boxes. So we were able to distribute those. And right now we're in the middle of our Simple Wishes for the Holidays, which is a campaign. 132 seniors will receive Christmas presents. They've all been nominated by someone that works with them. And they were able to select what they wanted for a Christmas gift. And we're in the process right now of delivering all those. So we're still staying busy. Things just look a little differently.
I just was thinking, when you said we are doing such and such, who is we? I mean, we're telling everyone what a, you know, magnificent group this is, and how they're meeting people's wishes even during a pandemic. But aside from, we're talking, by the way, to Wendy Miller-Backman, who's the executive director of Senior Wishes. But this probably involves a lot of volunteers and helpers, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's myself as the staff and a part-time person, and then really it's an army of volunteers. Everything we do involves a terrific group of people, many who have been with us since the beginning. They are the ones I lean on, and really without them, the program couldn't operate.
So how does it work, like step by step? How do you find out what a person's wishes are, and how do you go and fulfill that wish?
Okay. So someone can nominate themselves for a wish, and the application is on our website, which is seniorwishes.org. So you can fill out an electronic application, or you can print a hard copy application. Or you can call our office, which is 716-508-2121, and request an application, and I can send one out. But everything pretty much starts with that application. That gets filled out. Again, you need to meet the guidelines, 65 years of age or older, income guidelines, be unable to fulfill the wish on your own. You send that application in, and then we have a wish-granting committee. It's 10 volunteers on that committee, and they typically, every other month, we were meeting to review the wishes, and they would decide which wishes got approved or not, and then we divvy it out, and they volunteer and they work on that particular wish. Right now we're doing things kind of as they come in through email. But the wish gets approved, and then we go forward and we start working on the wish.
Okay, that is not the easiest part. I want to find out, and I'm sure. How would you go about fulfilling the wish?
Well, it depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to, let's say we had a wish come in last year for a veteran. This was one of my favorite wishes, who wanted to get in the cockpit of a plane again. He was in the Air Force for many, many years. And so that involved contacting the Air Force base. We had to go through a protocol to get clearance to go up there. And so a lot of phone calls back and forth. And typically that's what you'll see with these wishes. It's a lot of phone calls back and forth, setting things up. Try to always make it extra special for the senior. But we were able to, you know, a lot of times we're arranging transportation to something, or we pick the person up ourselves. But we were able to get this gentleman up to the Air Force base and spend a day up there, providing he got into a, you know, a C-130 cockpit again, and was amazed with all the electronics, said that he could never fly one of these planes because it was so different than what he flew years ago. But I would say basically once the wish is approved, you know, we notify the person that the wish has been approved. We notify the nominator that the wish has been approved. And then all the wishes are so different that it really depends. If they're flying somewhere, we have to get a medical release for them to fly. We touch base with the person that they're going to visit down at the other end, so we're not, you know, we know someone's coming to pick them up. And then we work on, you know, the logistics of the flight in that particular case. So it's kind of different depending on what the wish is.
Now, somebody at the other end is providing the help for you, like a corporation or a business or an individual. How does that work? And how do you find the people that are willing to do this for you?
Well, we typically, the companies that we work with are mostly local, although when someone has stayed at a hotel, for example, which is rare, usually they're staying with a loved one. But we had a woman that went to Mount Vernon to work on an archaeological dig with slave artifacts, and so she was at a hotel down there. We call the manager, and we work directly with them down there, you know, to help set everything up, and I work directly with Mount Vernon in that case. But typically, it's a family member that's picking them up at the airport, and typically they're staying with a family member. So the program isn't providing, like, vacations. It's not something like that. The travel is very purposeful because we are still in a smaller nonprofit. So those are the people we first want to be able to help.
We're not going to Disney.
Not going to Disney.
I know, as soon as I read Senior Wishes, you know, I thought, of course, Make-A-Wish, and I thought of Disney, everybody. But fortunately, you know, not that this is a plug for Disney, but senior citizens, it's amazing to me every time I've gone there how many really older people love going to Disney.
Absolutely.
You have?
Absolutely. And, you know, I hope to be big enough one day where we can do that, you know, mm-hmm. where we have, I mean, those are really expensive trips to Disney. And so I hope that someday that's not a factor and maybe we can, you know, think about doing that.
Yes. I was thinking that disabilities and physical problems must come into a lot of these wishes, both on the person who's making the wish and fulfilling it, because it might be difficult to physically do some of these. The people might be incapacitated or disabled in some way.
Right. So they do have to have medical releases for any of the wishes that they're requesting so that we know, you know, that this is something that is okay. But yes, sometimes we have had to arrange for oxygen to be on a plane. We've arranged for, you know, wheelchairs here, but scooters on the other end where they're going and things like that. So it can get a little bit complicated, but it, you know, so far with working with the agencies that are involved with those seniors, we've been able to, you know, make it work. But if somebody really is, you know, not able to fly, let's say, you know, that's not something that we aren't going to be able to do. And we have had a couple of times physicians not sign off because of health issues. So the person might want to go fly to Colorado, but you know, the doctor is saying medically they should not be flying. But for the most part, we make it work.
Right. That's so amazing. Are there certain shout-outs that you want to give to local corporations or businesses that have helped you with the granting these wishes?
Well, I think for sure the Buffalo Sabres have been phenomenal. They have helped us out so often with wishes that we've had and really helped make it special for the seniors, as well as the Buffalo Bills. We've been able to get some of our people down on the field to meet players prior to the games and give them a really special experience. But we've had great corporate support. We have a fundraiser every spring called Sip Suds and Sweets, and we have multiple companies locally that are supporting that. Geico has been a big supporter of our program in several different ways. Rich Products, M&T Bank, you know, we've really had some phenomenal support that allows us to do what we do.
That's what I thought, because it sounds like, well, obviously our sports teams are so generous and so important to the cultural well-being here in Western New York. But when you mentioned, you know, some of the others, I thought, well, people are so generous here in Western New York that there would definitely be a good cause for them to support. And obviously, when you say your April fundraiser was canceled, you have, along with everything else that's been canceled, you have to try to make up for those kind of things during this period of time.
Right. So we're lucky that when we do our Simple Wishes for the Holidays program, we actually make an Amazon wish list. And just a shout out to the community, because this year we had more gifts up on the Amazon wish list than we've ever had before. And literally every single gift was purchased, and we'd put them up, and by the end of the day, almost all of them would be gone. And then we'd put more up the next day. And we still had people wanting to buy when we were finished. So I just think the community has really rallied around the seniors, and this program, the Simple Wishes, gets bigger every year. And this year, there were very few items that we even had to purchase.
That's just really heartwarming, and it's so important for all of us, as I said, to respect our seniors and to think about them, and particularly now when we keep hearing about the pandemic and how the senior population is the most vulnerable, and we should, you know, really have to take care of them and look out for them.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to ask you again how people can either get a hold of you to make a wish, or to submit somebody's name, or how they can help, like, provide the help that you need to fulfill the wish.
So a lot of the information is on the website, which is seniorwishes.org. You can click on a tab that says Wishes Granted and actually see faces and stories of many of the seniors that we've granted wishes to. I also want to mention that you do not need a medical diagnosis for this program. So unlike Make-A-Wish, we want our seniors healthy. They do not have to be sick to apply for a wish. We want them to be, you know, healthy enough to experience it. The application is on the website. You can also call 716-508-2121, and I can mail an application out to the person. We love to celebrate milestone birthdays. We love to celebrate veterans, anything special that someone has going on in their lives. We love to help them celebrate that. There's also an application to be a volunteer on the website, so if anybody's interested in volunteering, they can fill out that application and send that in to us. And then you can, if you're interested in donating to our program, there's a donate button as well on the website, and you can make a donation to the program. We have corporate dress down days where people will wear jeans and send money into us. So that's another way that we get donations as well.
Well, it's so great. I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk about this. And you did say that how you got involved, but that it had to do with Fox Hill?
So United Church Home Society is the organization that actually runs the Senior Wishes program. And the United Church Home Society has been around since the late 1800s in Western New York. And we opened up Fox Run at Orchard Park, which is a continuous care community, a retirement community in Orchard Park, with independent living, skilled, assisted living, all on the one campus. And then we also opened the United Church Manor back in the 80s, which is HUD-subsidized senior citizen housing. So we have been working with, and our mission statement is to really work with the senior population. We've been typically in those brick-and-mortar types of communities, but the Senior Wishes Program, we were looking for something different that we could open up to everyone in the Western New York community. And so that's how Senior Wishes came to be.
Well, you definitely found it something different, but you're still associated with Fox Run and with the other groups.
Yes, I work for the parent company, if you will, of those other two brick and mortar communities.
It's just hard to believe that during this pandemic, when we say brick and mortar, that people are, you know, as you said, so isolated and mm-hmm. can't, you know, be together and can't visit and can't do anything. So this mm-hmm. is a good way to, I think, people make everyone feel like they're in touch with one another.
Right. Yep.
Thank you so much for talking to us today. And
thank you for having me.
It was really great to talk to you. And I hope our listeners have learned something and enjoyed our conversation. And we have been talking about Senior Wishes, which is just a wonderful, innovative, important organization, one of the many local nonprofits that we have here in Western New York that are doing such a wonderful job for our citizens, and particularly our seniors, which, as we pointed out, are so important, and we value them and treasure them so much. Thank you for listening to On Target. Please join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a really good week, and goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.